Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Executive Director of Pella Historical Society, Valerie Van Coten, joins us on today's program to provide an update of what's going on during their winter hibernation and what's coming up for tulip time this spring. Well, Val, obviously some tough news that was released by Pella Historical Society. The good news being that tulip time, at least as of right now, will proceed for the most part as scheduled, but a piece of that won't be coming back, and those are the parades. First of all, let our listeners know a little bit about the behind the scenes of that decision and ultimately why parades were kind of a dangerous thing to be considering during the pandemic, and why ultimately you'll go forward without them this spring.
Yeah, Andrew, it was a tough decision, but we knew all along that in order to have 200,000 people coming to our city over 3 days, we were going to have to get rid of or modify the areas of concentration. And the big areas of concentration, the biggest is the parade. Not only just around the square and off the square, but also in the parking, in the shuttles. People come at a certain time because of the parade. So our parking is overwhelmed at a certain time with, hundreds and hundreds of people. Putting them on a bus, getting them to the square and back right after the parade, we just knew that that was not going to be possible after looking at all the angles. And believe me, we looked at all the angles. And in order to be able to go on to plan B, which is to be able to pull the food vendors apart so we don't have such congestion there at areas like the post office, we had to make a decision, is there going to be a parade or not? And it had to be made at this time because of a lot of factors, but that was one of them. So it was a lot of discussion and a lot of some tears and a lot of going back and forth and figuring and drawing on paper and what can we do, and decided that for this year, with 400,000 people dead in our country and the vaccine slow to roll out, we just don't think we can have parades this year.
Explain, as of right now, as we talk here in late January, what we're currently planning for May, what other ideas you might be drumming up, and how that festival will look still over those 3 days in early May.
Yeah, we're still having tulip time. And as I remind people, there were no parades at the early tulip time for the first 6-7 years. It was about our Dutch heritage, and everything else you love about tulip time is still going to be there. The street scrubbers, the bleachers, we'll have fewer people on the bleachers, the stage shows, the food vendors. One thing we're really working hard on this year are ideas for impromptu performances around town, using local bands. Perhaps a local band will appear on a street and perform. Perhaps the duchesses will be here or there, the queen in court. We have a whole spreadsheet started with ideas. So I'm thinking that this year we're going to come out with a lot of things that we may want to keep in the future. This has forced us to really think outside the box. So, and of course, tulips do not know about viruses. They'll be blooming, whether it's before or during or after, and people will come to see the tulips. So I think we're still going to have a lot of people in town. It's still going to be important to social distance, wear masks inside where needed. But it's just going to be a little different tulip time this year.
Typically this time of the year, in a normal year, you're preparing for that festival, which you, as you mentioned, is still going on between you and the steering committee and what's happening in your office. But there's also other things that are going on with Pella Historical. Talk about what's being rolled out as you do prepare for this spring, knowing that the first day of spring and your opening day will be here before we know it.
Yeah, it is. We are typically closed from January 1 until the middle of March. This year, we'll be reopening on March 22. Our big thing right now, besides figuring out how we're going to, figure out the village for and the windmill for social distancing, our big thing is our IRP house, and it's going to be opening the 1st of May. This has been 2 years in the planning. We're working with a design exhibit museum team in Montreal who has put together an exhibit for us called the Wyatt IRP Experience, about how a boy who grew up in a little Dutch town in the 1850s and 60s ended up a famous lawman out west. And It's a story only we can tell. No one else can tell that. And it's going to be absolutely fantastic. So we're really excited for that to open.
Well, and as you mentioned, with spring coming back too, that's usually your busiest time of the year. And a year ago, you had to close. It was right before your opening day when COVID-19 restrictions really kind of came into play across the entire state. And you really weren't able to reopen until mid to late May and into the summer. You know, let our listeners know a little bit about what you have planned for the spring opening, COVID-19 obviously still being a problem when we get into that time of the year, and how you plan to still stay open and welcome guests while still respecting the pandemic, so to speak.
Yeah, last year was really awful. We opened on March 16. We were open for 2 days. We closed on March 18, and we did not open again until July 1. And so we sat here with a village full of gorgeous tulips that nobody could come in and see because we were considered an enclosed museum because we have a fence around the outside. We could not open it. And we've been open since July 1 and with some very specific protocols, and those will remain in place when we open in March. You wear a mask when you're inside Pella Historical. We take smaller groups through. We have sanitation stations all over the place, reminders to social distance. And by and large, people who came in from July until we closed in December were very appreciative of that and very careful to observe that. And we appreciate that.
Well, and obviously knowing that tulip time probably won't be as big or impactful, even if we have perfect weather again this year, and knowing the challenges the organization has faced over the past year, and you're a nonprofit museum, all those other things, what's the best way for people to support you, especially as they get, you know, more opportunities for charitable donations through the stimulus bills that have been passed, or they have extra stimulus money, whatever it might be? What's the best way for them to support your organization to make sure that we can return to normal slowly over the course of 2021, and especially the 87th tulip time, hopefully be back to 100%.
Right. You know, we are so appreciative of people's cash gifts. We have had several people who sent us checks and said, this is part of my stimulus check. And that's very humbling. We appreciate that so much. And even though we had we were closed to the public, we had no admissions coming in, we still had payroll and light bills and all that other stuff. So we so much appreciate that. But really, what we need more than anything are volunteers. So many of our volunteers are in an age range that's a vulnerable range, older people. Even with shots, they do not feel real comfortable coming in. We need people to be tour guides in our mill. We need people at tulip time to be in the village or the mill talking about tulip time to people. Volunteers are probably our greatest need now and threaten the future of tulip time in the future if we don't get more volunteers into the pipeline.
And what's the best way for them to learn more about how to become one?
They can email info@pellahistorical.com and tell us what kind of things they're interested in, and we will set them up. There's something for everybody, I promise. We are still planning to have our costume exchange at the end of March, beginning of April. Even if you don't plan to wear a Dutch costume this year, you're going to need one again next year. So we will be holding that. We're not sure exactly on the dates or the place right now, but watch our Facebook page and our website for that info.
Once again, that was Executive Director of Pella Historical Society and Museums, Valerie Van Coten. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.